For Syrians, Iraqis and Afghans escaping war and conflict in their homelands, Moria was supposed to be a first stop to European sanctuary. But 3 years into a lingering refugee crisis that has brought more than 1 million asylum seekers to the continent, the dreaded camp on the island of Lesbos has become a symbol of Europe's broken pledge to resettle them, and a testament to Greece's failure to cope with a mounting humanitarian crisis which its EU partners have left on its doorstep. Flimsy tents abound. Toddlers wander among feces, rats and insects. The stench of urine permeates the air. Traffickers prey on unaccompanied children, and bands of men increasingly mug, grope and assault young women and boys. Children as young as the age of 10 are resorting to suicide to escape from what's being called hell. A deal between the European Union and Turkey 2 years ago helped drastically reduce the flows of illegal arrivals to Greece. But daily flows now of about 100 migrants have turned Moria into an expanding blot, spilling into neighbouring olive groves where refugees are living rough in the open. More than 20,000 destitute refugees and migrants have illegally entered the country this year, bringing Moria and other camps on 5 Aegean islands to a breaking point. Initially designed to house around 1,500, Moria now hosts nearly 6 times as many, leaving refugees in appalling living conditions which international aid groups say are unprecedented, not even at the height of the refugee crisis when as many as 15,000 were washing up on the shores of Lesbos each day. But back then, refugees could just pick up and leave, continuing their journey to Europe. Now neighbouring states have blocked their borders, and refugees are forced to remain in the camps, required to file for asylum, a process that takes up to 8 months to be completed. In recent days, migration authorities have started transferring some hundreds of migrants to the mainland to ease the overcrowded facility. They hope to move as many as 3,000 by the end of this week. But critics say the plan offers no true remedy as inflows from Turkey continue, and it will just be a matter of time before the camp fills up again. It's not the first time international aid groups have been critical of conditions in Moria, but now allegations have also surfaced of potential fraud in the management of EU funds, and that has finally drawn the concern of Brussels. A recent newspaper exposé in Athens revealed that Defence Minister Panos Kamenos had authorised several catering and plumbing contracts to close business friends without opening them up to competitive tenders. What's more, the businesses, according to the newspaper, overcharged the state for the deal, pocketing much of the funds. Mr. Kamenos has denied the allegations, pressing charges against the newspaper and leading to the arrest of 3 journalists. But the newspaper, as well as others, have vowed to press ahead with revelations, putting pressure on the government in Athens to deliver on its promise to look after the neglected refugees. Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.